Greetings in Yahweh-Skenekwe-Gwego. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and each week we take a listen to some incredible music from different indigenous artists from across Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to enjoy the music. Willie Dunn was a Mi'kmaq musician activist who at one time in Canada was considered the most dangerous man with a guitar. His was a life of epic proportions. Legend has it that in the early 1970s, he turned down a recording contract with Columbia Records because they wanted him to set aside his Indian activism. What is certain is that his refusal to do so resulted in the same kind of blacklisting that many of his contemporaries faced, including Buffy St. Marie. Sadly, in 2013, he passed away 1 week shy of his 72nd birthday, but his music is now more relevant than ever. Even in spirit, he remains at the forefront of the fight for the injustices faced at the residential boarding schools. And at this time, kicking things off today, you're invited to turn it up and sing along with Son of the Sun from the new compilation, Creation Never Sleeps, Creation Never Dies, the Willie Dunn Anthology. You're listening to Gyno.
Son of the Sun, Son of the Earth, the soul of life, children of the world, daughters of starlight, and daughters of mirth, sisters of sunlight, sisters of earth, brothers of nature, brothers of old, brothers of legend, and the story untold. I had a dream, a mile of cord. They laid to rest the gun and the sword, buried the hatchet, buried the snake, bowed to each other, peace to make. The earth supplies and nature feeds, but we turn and quake for artificial needs. Come down to earth and stay a while. The sun is shining, just sit there and smile. I'm a brown-skinned man, that's what I am. Got a guitar and a drum, that's where I come from. Spirit of the sun, spirit of the sea, worthy of a shadow, come shine down on me. Son of the sun, soul of life, children of the world, brothers of nature, brothers of old, brothers of legend and the story untold, daughters of starlight, daughters of earth, sisters of sunlight, sisters of earth. Miles ago, they laid to rest the gun and the sword. They buried the hatchet, they buried the snake. They bowed to each other, peace to make. Oh, son of the sun.
Son of the Sun from Willie Dunn's compilation, Creation Never Sleeps, Creation Never Dies. Now, Willie Dunn's a name that you're probably not too familiar with. I'm going to tell you right now, and you're going to hear this numerous times throughout our conversation. You do need to know who Willie Dunn is, and you will know who Willie Dunn is. You're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, today. I am joined on the line with a legacy bearer, Willie's son, Lawrence. Good day to you, Lawrence. How are you doing today?
Good day, Brett. Thanks for having me on.
I certainly appreciate you accepting the invitation. As I was mentioning and in the introduction, and as I was mentioning as we were getting caught up, people need to know who Willie Dunn is. So if you could do me a little bit of a favor, I guess, could you give a little bit of background on your dad?
Willie was an activist musician, a folk singer. He's of Mi'kmaq background, and his father was of a UK origin. His father was mixed Scottish, Irish, English background, and that's just going just under the surface. Further beneath the surface, there's a lot more heritage. Willie was related to Metallic, the indigenous trailblazer from the eastern United States area in southeastern Canada. And Willie paid a lot of honor to his heritage on both sides of his family, and it was very important to him to see cultures come together.
Kurt Vile in a Mojo blurb was talking that Willie Dunn's "I Pity the Country" is like the reason people make music, and he made mention on a mainstream level that he's a name that people need to know. And he was a contemporary of people like Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, and when did he get into creating music?
Willie received the guitar from his I guess you would call him his uncle around the age 14, and he started learning his craft at an early age, but it wasn't really until his time in the Congo that his direction was kind of hammered out.
Let's put a little bit of a time frame into all this. What years are we talking here, Lawrence?
I say it was 65, 64 that he was in the military.
It's my understanding, Lawrence, that Columbia Records wanted to sign your dad, but there were some stipulations. Yeah, I was wondering if you could go into a little bit more detail about that.
To be honest with you, I'm not 100% up to snuff on that part of the story. That's actually the first I've heard about it, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's lots of elements to his story that are coming out that it's kind of like when you shake a tree, right? And pieces of a story come out that were previously obscured.
Before we get back into the listening today, I was wondering if you could shed a little bit of light on why Willie Dunn isn't a little bit more of a household name. I mean, if you were to ask me, and correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like, because we see this happen a lot. It happened with Buffy St. Maria. It happened with Eartha Kitt. It happened with people during this time that if they spoke out on things that were really happening, there was a tendency to either try and blacklist the artist or exploit them.
Exactly.
I was wondering if you could explain a little bit more.
Well, that's one of those key elements of the story that I'm hoping gets shaken out of the tree. I know that Buffy was blacklisted for her career, for much of her career, for the message that she was putting out.
Right.
I'm sure that something very similar happened to Willie. That's kind of speaking to the political influence of Canada's entertainment industry, sure. You know, the intelligence community and, you know, the government, and how people who are pushing a certain message end up facing a lot of resistance. And sometimes it might seem that in certain countries that things are a lot more obscured from the public than other countries. Like, it's one thing to look at the States and say, okay, there's a lot of activism, but there's also a lot of freedom of press in the States that might not exist here in Canada.
Sure.
So a lot of these stories end up becoming exposed and being spoken about. I don't think that's the case here in Canada. I think a lot of things that might have happened to a lot of activists and their families and their stories might still be obscured. And I think that elements of that part of what happened to Willie and his career might come to light soon. That's what I'm hoping, at least.
It feels like that when we're seeing the residential school situation really become worldwide news. And, you know, something that I like to say is that if you see the kind of blowback that there is right now, the further you rewind back in time, the harder and harder it was to even first and foremost stand up and say anything. But that blowback was even worse. So that is not far-fetched.
And it's powerful.
Right.
And the thing is, like, even today, like, with politicians coming out and saying, the Catholic Church should apologize, they're saying that on one hand, but on the other hand, they're still encouraging their own government to fight the survivors of St. Anne in court, and they spend more money on the court battle than they would have on the compensation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like they just don't want to admit that they screwed up. They don't want to admit how much harm that they've caused to these people and their lives and their legacies and their lineage. And there's families, there's populations of people who are still struggling to survive because of things like that. And, there's no simple solutions to that, especially in a country that kind of specializes in covering things up.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about a particular song that your dad even went on the record to say that he couldn't play because it was too difficult. Of course, we're talking about Charlie Wenjack. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about that particular track in just a few, because it is powerful, it is poignant, and it's ever, sadly, too relevant in 2021. And again, I feel like this is why Willie Dunn is kind of, you know, at the ancestral forefront of this fight and these children getting the justice that they deserve as well. And I feel that his spirit is a part of this entire movement that's happening right
now.
In this first block, before we come back and talk about Charlie Wenjack, though, it's going to be Digging Roots All Night. Of course, Raven Kanatanka was a bandmate, a family friend of your dad in the Dunn family. Also going to have some Buffy St. Marie with God is Alive, Magic is Afoot from her groundbreaking Illuminations album before this block is up. And coming at you right now, Turn It Up and Sing Along with Ballad of Crowfoot from Willie Dunn's Creation Never Sleeps, Creation Never Dies. You're listening to Gyno.
Comes the spring and its warm thaw around your neck, the eagle claw upon your head, the buffalo horn. Today a great new chief is born. So raise them fast towards the sun. A heart now beats, a life's begun. It's 1821. Today a Blackfoot soul is born. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Your years have gone. The years have passed, your heart is set, your soul is cast. Stand before the council fire. You have the mind and the desire of notions wise. You speak so well, and in brave deeds you do excel. And it's 1853, and you stand the chief of Confederacy. You are the leader, you are the chief. You stand against both liar and thief. They trade, raise whiskey, steal your land, and their coming in swift, like the wind-blown sand. They shoot the buffalo, kill the game, men send their preachers into shame, and it's 1864, and you think of peace, and you think of war. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. See the settler in more numbers, he takes whatever he encounters. You see the Sioux all battered, beaten, wrong and right, they haven't eaten. And as per se, we're much the same. It seems like such a heartless game, and it's 1876, and the enemy's full of those death-dealing tricks. Today the treaty stands on the table. Will you sign it? Are you able? It offers food and protection too. Do you really think they'll hold it true? It offers a reserve. Now, isn't that grand? And in return you see all of your land. And it's 1877, and you know the scales are so uneven. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Well, the buffalo are slaughtered, there's nothing to eat. The government's laid again with the meat, and your people are riddled with the white man's disease. And in the summer they're sick, and in the winter they freeze. And sometimes you wonder why you signed that day, but they broke the treaties themselves anyway. And it's 1889, and your Death Star explodes, and then it falls. Why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Sins has swiftly grown, but yet for the Indian it's all the same. There's still the hardship, there's still the pain, there's still the hardship, there's still a strife. Its bitterness shines like a whetted knife. There's still the hypocrisy and the hate. Was that in the treaty? That the fate were all unhappy pawns in the government's game, and it's always the Indian who gets the blame. It's a problem which money can never lessen, and it's 1967. Crowfoot, Crowfoot.
dry the tears. You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Maybe one day you'll find honesty instead of the usual treachery. Perhaps one day the truth shall prevail, and the warmth of love, which it doesn't take. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow.
God is alive, magic is afoot. God is alive, magic is afoot. God is afoot, magic is alive. Life is afoot. Magic never died. God never sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied. Magic never weakened. Magic never hid. Magic always ruled. God is afoot. God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, God did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive. Though his death was pardoned, round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic. but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied, they only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied, they came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind, this I mean to laugh within my mind, this I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world, and mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh, and flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock, and time itself the magic length of God.
Man, 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 man